The Return of the Fisherman by Henri Edwin Cross is an example of pointillism from the post-impressionist period. From a distance, paintings made with this technique appear to consist of continuous forms, but from close up, one can see that they are actually comprised of many discrete points of color. The impressionist period began in Paris in the late 19th century, when Monet, Pissarro, and contemporaries initiated a style of painting that departed significantly from the prevailing aesthetic. Ever since the Renaissance, a realistic, almost photographic quality was desirable in paintings, a scene rendered truthfully, without any interpretation on the artist's part. The early Impressionists abandoned this and depicted scenes with overt stylization. The movement gets its name from Monet's 1872 painting, Impression Sunrise, which critics scorned as having an unfinished look and loose, visible brushstrokes. Visible brushstrokes are a feature of many Impressionist and Post-Impressionist works, and with them, the viewer is reminded of the artist's craft. We can scarcely avoid considering the artist's ardor when viewing pointillist pieces such as A Sunday Afternoon on the Island of La Grande Jatée, the practically epic masterpiece by Georges Seurat, or the one shown here, The Return of the Fisherman by Cross. The meticulously painted dots are ever more telling of the artist's role in constructing the illusion that is any painting. To make a scene like this one appear so beautifully stylized yet at the same time realistic, Cross has mastered how we perceive color and light. Color and light play a prominent role in Impressionist works. Impressionist artists were very concerned with how to capture the ephemeral nature of color in a changing environment. Some artists would avoid using black paint altogether and use an object's complementary colors to create its shadow. So, for example, the shadow of a red apple would be painted using blended blue or green tones. This is a sort of optical illusion based on how the eye perceives color. The pointillism technique is another optical illusion, which arises because the eye has a lens of a fixed size or aperture. The diameter of the lens determines the minimum angular separation two sources of light must have in order to be resolved as distinct instead of blurred together. For example, suppose you are driving at night and another car approaches in the distance. The two headlights of the approaching car appear as a single light source until the vehicle gets close enough that the lens in your eye can perceive them to be separated by some angle. This minimum angular separation is called the Rayleigh criterion, and it is determined by the wavelength of light and the diameter of the lens. When individual sources of light are blurred together, it's called diffraction-limited resolution. Pointillism paintings demonstrate this quite nicely. From a distance, the diameter of the lens in the eye is not large enough to resolve the individual dots of color, and the painting appears continuous. But from close up, the eye's lens is large enough to resolve the dots individually. Technically speaking, since the Rayleigh criterion depends on the wavelength of light, the distance at which you could resolve red dots would be different from that at which you could resolve blue dots. But this effect is probably too small to be noticeable for the wavelength of visible light. It is very relevant, however, to astronomy. The aperture of a telescope follows the same formula for the Rayleigh criterion. The larger the aperture, the smaller the angle between two objects that can be resolved. If the wavelength of light is very long, as it is for radio waves, a very large aperture is needed in order to resolve two distant objects. This is why radio astronomy requires huge telescopes, and why, generally speaking, the larger the telescope, the more powerful it is. It is interesting to note that our understanding of atomic structure and the material world evolved contemporaneously with pointillism, and we experience the same illusion of continuity every day. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, physicists obtained definitive experimental evidence that all matter consists of atoms, and that the atom itself is mostly empty space. Thus, what appears continuous, say a glass of water or a piece of chalk, is actually consistent of myriad atomic point particles that our eye's lens is not powerful enough to resolve.